Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is calling on the international community to work urgently to ensure that nuclear weapons do not get into the hands of terrorists or others who want to do harm. We get more now from White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas.
President Obama says the summit resulted in important commitments by more than 50 nations to improve nuclear security. But with terror groups like Islamic State bent on obtaining nuclear materials, their work is far from done.
No terrorist group has yet succeeded in getting their hands on a nuclear device. Our work here will help ensure that we're doing everything possible to prevent that.
27 nations and Interpol agreed to take action to prevent so-called insider threats, or threats by personnel with access to nuclear and radiological materials. North Korea's nuclear and long-range missile tests were a key focus of the talks. Obama and the leaders of Japan and South Korea called for strict enforcement of tough new UN sanctions. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
North Korea has begun jamming GPS signals in South Korea, affecting some communications and navigation systems. Government officials in Seoul saying North Korea should immediately cease the jamming activity. Seoul says that it's not hampered ongoing U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises denounced by Pyongyang. An attack by an unmanned U.S. aircraft in Somalia has killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group. Hassan al-Dor has led a team of Al-Shabaab assassins. He was named by the Somali government last year on a most wanted list of 12 Al-Shabaab members involved in terror attacks in Mogadishu. This is VOA News. South African President Jacob Zuma apologized Friday for spending more than $20 million in state funds on his private residence, but he did not do, as some had predicted, step down from office. South Africa's top court ruled Zuma did violate the Constitution by ignoring the state anti-corruption agency's recommendation that he return part of the $20 million. Under the court's ruling, the National Treasury will decide which of the upgrades at Zuma's house were related to security and will order Zuma to reimburse the cost of any other expenses, such as a swimming pool and a cattle enclosure. UN Refugee Agency is calling on safeguards before refugees and migrants are deported from Greece to Turkey as required under a deal between the European Union and Turkey. UNHCR says measures must be taken to ensure that human rights of all those returned are protected. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says many of the necessary safeguards are lacking. These concerns are supported in a recent Amnesty International report, which alleges Turkey has forcibly returned thousands of refugees to Syria. The UN Refugee Agency says it does not object to the return of people who have not asked for asylum and are not in need of international protection. However, it adds the human rights of these people also must be respected. The agency reports 51,000 refugees and migrants are in Greece, 5,000 are on the islands and the rest on the mainland. It says conditions in the detention facilities are overcrowded, unsanitary, and need to be improved quickly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Researchers have determined the structure of the Zika virus. The near atomic level map shows the virus to be similar to that of dengue virus. Dr. Tom Frieden is the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. He says Zika has been closely linked to causing birth defects such as microcephaly.
It has been more than 50 years since there has been a viral cause of a severe birth defect identified, and we've never before identified a mosquito-borne cause of birth defect. So we want to be extremely careful.
Starting last October, the virus began to spread, particularly in Brazil, where it has been potentially linked to microcephaly, in which fetal brains are abnormally small. In U.S. politics, Republican Party presidential frontrunner Donald Trump now says abortion laws should not be changed, a drawing contrast from earlier in the week when he said that women should be punished for getting abortions. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of Jazz America in the first weekend of April, Jazz Appreciation Month around the world. This is Russ Davis, your host, and on this edition of the program, we celebrate the birthday of one of the great guitarists, Larry Coryell. Yes, the special theme of our first week of celebration in April of Jazz Appreciation Month is guitars galore. And leading the way is the gentleman who turned 73 on Saturday, the 2nd of April, Larry Coryell. We'll talk to him later this hour, hear some of his wonderful music. But let's begin things with one of the greatest guitarists, one of the most popular of all time. He was a big part of the West Coast cool jazz movement, if you will. And his style of the sliding octaves certainly was distinctive enough to make an impression on many other players who followed in his footsteps. John Leslie Wes Montgomery, the man from Indianapolis, Indiana, certainly left an incredible musical impression with his own compositions as well as his version of some of the classics. In this case, we'll enjoy his version of John Coltrane's wonderful composition, Impressions, recorded live at the Half Note, the famous club in New York City in June of 1965. It's Wes Montgomery with Paul Chambers on bass and Jimmy Cobb on drums, beginning this hour of our celebration of guitarists in jazz for Jazz Appreciation Month in April here on Jazz America. Thank you.
This is John Schofield. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? To celebrate, here's a couple of things you can do. Go see some live jazz and take a friend who never thought they'd like it. You know they'll hear it live and become a fan for life. Then, when they have a birthday, give them your favorite jazz CD as a gift. You can give them one of mine. So no matter what, this month and every month, enjoy this glorious music called Jazz, born in America, enjoyed worldwide.
Thank you. that love me, both day and night. Never come a little fussy, always treat me right. Never run in the street, love, leave me alone. She know the woman's place. Oh, that down there in the home, I got a woman way across town now. She's good to me, yeah. She's good to me. Yeah, I got a woman way across town. Good to me, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's my baby. Don't you understand? She's all right. She's all right. She's good to me. She's good for me. All right then.
Schofield from his celebration of the music of Ray Charles. That's What I Say, the name of the album, and the song, Talking About You, I've Got a Woman, a medley of two classic songs by Ray Charles, vocals by Mac Rebenack, also known as Dr. John. John Schofield, the great guitarist, went to New Orleans to the source of jazz to get some of that gospel bluesy feel on the song you just heard. We're celebrating guitarists in jazz on this edition of Jazz America, our first weekend in April, our first celebration of Jazz Appreciation Month. And it's appropriate that we celebrate also the 73rd birthday of Larry Coryell on Saturday, April the 2nd. He's had so many changes in his incredible long career. Let's talk to him about the cycles of his career and hear some of Larry Coryell's great music here on Jazz America. Larry Coryell, the master guitarist and composer and band leader and musical visionary and world traveler and et cetera, is here with me. And this is a real treat. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you got a busy schedule today, but it's great to see you.
Oh, it's great to be here, Russ.
You know, you've gone through so many phases musically in your life, and to be at this place making this kind of music is an interesting place to be. It's sort of, I think a lot of people would say, maybe coming full circle, as we all do in our lives from time to time. Would you kind of agree with that, saying?
Absolutely.
That,
you know, before I started experimenting with folk rock and other mixings of styles, and, you know, it was called jazz rock at one time, it was called fusion. I don't know what it's called anymore. You know, my basic training was in straight ahead jazz. You know, if you're a straight ahead jazz player, you also, it's like a way of life. I mean, you really love the music. You're passionate about the music and passionate about the players that play it. It's a lifelong, you know, art form. It doesn't just come and go. It's always there. Jazz never really goes out of style. And the ability to improvise is never, it's always impressive, whether it was done in 1943 or 1999.
Gary Coryell is a most versatile player, playing the standards from decades ago and playing in a very modern style too, as he did on his most recent release, Heavy Feel. That is the title cut from Larry Coryell's latest work. And now, as we give you more of the taste of jazz guitar over the years, let's go back to the year 1957 to hear a classic song, Yardbird Suite, Charlie Parker's classic composition, interpretation by one of the great guitarists of all time, Tal Farlow, on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
Tal Farlow, one of the originals from the mid-1950s. Hope you enjoyed that jazz guitar classic. We're going to hear jazz guitar new and old as we continue our celebration in this first week of Jazz Appreciation Month here on VOA's Jazz America. And we've got more with Larry Coryell coming up, too, as we celebrate his 73rd birthday. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a very short but sweet message I've received, and it has a subject line, Awesome Ghana, and I agree. It reads, Dear Sir, I send my dedication to all jazz lovers in Bolga Tanga, Ghana, and my family. Adbari Akasoba Frank. Well, thank you so much for your dedication, and I've got one for all those jazz lovers and the love of you and your family from an album titled The Road to Love from one of the greatest guitarists in all of jazz history. Here's the great Kenny Burrell with his song entitled Salty Papa.
See you. We're very glad you could be with us tonight because we've got some special things in store for you. So if you're ready, here we go. Thank you.
As we celebrate some of the great guitarists in jazz from the past and the present, we focus on Grant Green from the Soul Jazz Revolution. That is a variation on the song Down Here on the Ground, which has changed to Down Here on the Dance Floor with Diane Reeves, the award-winning vocalist, joining with Grant Green on that one. We took that from the Blue Note Records remix project, The New Groove. Now, let's spend some more time with this week's special guest here on VOA's Jazz America, the birthday boy turning 73 on the 2nd of April. Here's more conversation from the great Larry Coryell. We'll follow that with some more of his wonderful music as we celebrate great guitarists in jazz history in this first week of Jazz Appreciation Month in the month of April here on Jazz America.
I know there are tons of people that are out there that you've never had a chance to play with, and you're telling me stories how you'll run into somebody, you'll hang with them for a while, and you'll say, man, we need to play together. There's got to be a whole bunch of people that you, in your mind, are thinking, I've got to play with this.
New people always keep coming along, like David Sanchez.
Oh, yeah, man.
Man, he can play. Brad Meldow.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
And the list is Larry Goldings.
Yeah, fabulous, fabulous. Yeah, how much organ stuff have you done? How much
work
with organists?
Not nearly enough. I want to. Also, Joey DeFrancesco.
Oh, man, that guy is just...
We're working on a project trying to get me and Joey in the studio together.
Watch out. Pat Martino will come and knock on your door.
No, it's with Pat's blessing.
Well, one last statement then from you, Larry, and this is your chance to just think about the audience and give them your own personal message, whatever you'd like to say right now to everybody listening.
Well, as I had said to Russ Davis earlier, I'm very and most proud to be an American when I hear the best of our music being played and performed and appreciated overseas, because especially with jazz, I believe jazz has the healing power to even make friends out of enemies. But at the same time, I'm very proud to be, you know, a citizen of my country. I'm also a global citizen, and I believe that we live in an era where we need to wage peace rather than waging war. And that way, see, that's kind of a selfish attitude, a desire for me, because when the peace is around, everybody wants to play more gigs and hear more music and enjoy things artistic. And I think that's, very important that all of us, when we get to the end of our lives, that we have no regrets about the way we lived our life. And I think if we can really try and do that, then we will have accomplished our mission on the planet.
Thanks for your philosophy and your words there, my brother, and thank you for your philosophy through your music, too. It's been a joy to talk with you, as always, and we'll have some more conversations in the future when you're not running out the door so quickly. Sorry to have kept you so long.
But it was fun.
Thank you for all your efforts, and great to see you again.
Yeah.
Larry Coryell, good luck today in the studio.
He hasn't needed too much luck in the studio or on stage over the years. He's one of the naturals and one of the greats, and one of the most versatile, too. You've heard him playing fiery electric guitar on this edition of the program. Now let's enjoy some of the lilting acoustic guitar work of Larry Coryell, and he even plays keyboards on this one, too. From his album Sketches of Coryell, here's A Sketch of Spain on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Al DiMeola. Did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? Did you know that jazz represents the cultural heritage of the United States? It has its roots in blues and ragtime and then swing, bebop, fusion. So celebrate the glorious music called jazz. Go to a jazz concert. Explore a new era or musician. Or just jam with your friends. Jazz made in America, enjoyed worldwide.
Forefront of one of the current trends in jazz, world jazz. That is the song Tangier from Al DiMeola, his latest release, Elysium. And now let's go back in time to 1966 and hear another of the great guitarists of all time, Jim Hall, joined by the great pianist, Bill Evans. I've Got You Under My Skin. Thank you. Bill Evans on piano and Jim Hall on guitar. Doesn't get any better in a duo situation than that. I've Got You Under My Skin from 1966. This is Russ Davis. I certainly hope you've enjoyed celebrating guitarists and Larry Coryell this week. And I hope you'll join us next week as we speak to four current jazz greats: George Cables, Nicholas Payton, Javon Jackson, and Steve Kahn. We'll talk about their association with the great trumpet master Freddie Hubbard as we celebrate what would have been his 78th birthday on April the 7th. And we'll focus on great trumpeters and the place of the trumpet in jazz history during the second week of April, Jazz Appreciation Month. That's coming up next week on Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you'll join me then.